Blog Talk Radio.
Carolina, good morning. Hello.
North Carolina.
Good morning, North Carolina.
Texas. Yeah.
Morning. Who else?
Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Who else is out there?
Michigan, Sophia.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Tuesday to you. Good morning. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm just really, really excited this morning. Got a great big brand new smile on my face this morning because we're excited to be blitzing. You've arrived at our Jet Set 30-day blitz call. You caught us on the way blitzing to convention. We're so glad you got up with us this morning. Before we get started, we're going to quickly go through some of our announcements. Now, as we are blitzing towards convention, we're also encouraging everyone and ourselves to go talk to your local CRTAs. It's a great time to get brand new information or get refed the same information about the company. So please encourage all your new people and all the people who have not joined, they can even still go to the CRTA event as well and just get some of that validation. Just want to make sure and put that on your mind. You can always check your local CRTAs in your back office under company events. Make sure and do that right away. And also make sure that everyone has the 24-hour hotline, okay, the Jet Set 24-hour hotline, and that number is area 512-404-1250. That is a system call. When you press number 1, you'll get a 2-minute introduction. When you press number 2, you'll get a presentation with testimonies. And when you press number 3, you'll get a validation. And press number 4 to learn how to get a check next week. So that's the whole system right there on the 24-hour hotline. It's available to you whenever you want to go there. And then tonight, you'll want to make sure and grab at least 2 new friends and put them on the call tonight. Tonight, there's going to be a great business presentation done by our South Florida directors, Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, and Graham Harris. Now, that's going to take place tonight on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? So there'll be a wonderful business presentation, and you'll want to have at least 2 new people to listen to that call tonight. And as I said before, we are blitzing all the way to convention. So make sure that you're registered. Encourage all of your people, your brand new people. They just came aboard. They're so excited. Encourage them to go to the convention as well. They can get a reduced rate. And you can find out all that information in your back office and also the YTB University classes. If you've registered but you haven't selected which classes, it's time to go ahead and decide. Go ahead and select which classes you want for the YTB University. There's just such great instruction. And also want to make sure you're aware and tell your team, because you want to make sure and get the word out, about the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony that is going to happen Friday night at the YTB convention. So the YTB convention lasts from August 6th, that's a Wednesday, through the weekend. Sunday is optional service. But we're going to have an event Friday night. We're going to do it at the YTB University in one of the classrooms, okay? So you don't have to go anywhere. It'll be right there on site. It'll be after everyone has broken for dinner and come back. So Friday night, August 8th, write it down, about 9 p.m. We'll see you guys over at the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. We are very, very excited. So let's go ahead and get started by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, power team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 ring bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning, champions all over the world. Boy, Marcia, you know, I am having so much fun sharing this business and blitzing and blitzing and blitzing. You know, Marcia, I had to kind of listen to what people were telling me a little bit. You know, we got back from doing the Harvest's Plenty cruise, and I came back, and so many people were so excited with so many people they wanted to share the business with. I mean, people were foaming at the mouth, absolutely just sharing the business at a rate I'd never heard. I came back and just hit the ground running and talking to so many different pastors and real estate people and police officers, investigators, judges, bailiffs, you know, the educators and principals and just every walk of life, talking to people and talking to people. And I was so excited, Marcia, about, you know, going to our weekly business seminar that we do. And, you know, I went there and I was doing the full presentation myself, and I was so excited. It seemed like everybody that looked at me that knew me said, "Oh, my God, man, you need to get some rest." I said, "What do you mean to get some rest? I'm excited. I'm fired up. I just came back." And I talked to the next person. I go, "Oh, man, you look tired." So, you know, I just had to find some time to get 20 minutes or 30 minutes just to take a nap. And the nap has been taken, and I'm fired up. You know, last night, Marcia, we did the conference call, the team building call last night. Craig and Roland were both jet setting and just exploding their businesses. I offered to step in and fill in and call two people on the fly, Mr. Mike Gallen and Mrs. Debbie Taylor, and they jumped in and gave their testimony on last night's call. And I'm telling you, Kim Anderson teed it up so well, and I did the overview. I thought the call last night was really, really good, but I was a little disappointed in the attendance on the call last night. You know, I thought, wow, you know, we've got, you know, 800, 900, almost 1,000, 1,200 sometimes, you know, people in the morning call. But the team building call, the call that you get people on to grow your business, I really wasn't as pleased with that call. And it just kind of took me back to what Coach's mentor always says. That's right, Art Williams, Coach Tomer, our leaders, his mentor always says you can beat 50% of the people just by showing up. Can you believe that? You can beat 50%, half of everybody out here, you can beat them just by showing up. You can beat the other 40% by working hard. That last 10% is a real, real dogfight. Let's look at that formula. You can beat 50% of the people by doing what? Showing up. You can beat the other 40%. That's 90% of the population. You can triumph over. You can beat them by showing up and working hard. You know, we've got a super all-star lineup tonight on the team building call, and I begin to wonder if people knew who they should be pointing to the call. Who should you be pointing to the call? People that you share the business with, yes, point them to the call that night, even if they've already seen the presentation. The call serves as a validation. Should you point people that are on your team, that are trying to grow their team, the new power team? Just absolutely point them to where they can get as many people as possible to hear. Believe me, the more people that hear it, see it, the more people that like it. The more they like it, the more they join, the more they join, the more you help, the more you help, the more you make. Folks, it's just a recipe for success. And I want to go all the way back to the basics. I want to go all the way back to what is just the basic program that you should be on. Well, here's what I believe it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember when it first came out, it was the YTB Travel Biz Toolbox. Go there. It's on your website in the chapters 7, 8, and 9, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the magazine program so that you're at least guaranteed your $6,000 of income, and you've got a flux of magazines to show each day. Get on that. It's the minimum. Know the 24-hour hotline. Know how you can get the sizzle call, the introduction, 24 hours. Know how you can get a live conference call happening for you by pressing 2, knowing how you can get James and Marcia Prude and Roland and many others to close your guests for you, help them come to a decision, collect a decision for you by pressing 3, knowing that once they come aboard, if anybody gets off track, just call the hotline, press 4, and hear the orientation. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some basics today. How do you invite? How do you do a travel party? All those things. But remember the formula. You can beat 50% of the people out there by showing up. Now, that's the one I want to kind of focus on, showing up on the conference call, showing up on the call in the morning call, plugging in, making sure you're plugged in. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Rolling the Tourist is exploding its business, jet-setting all over the nation, ladies and gentlemen. So I am joined by a gentleman that went to last year's convention, and he was not a director, but he showed up for the convention last year. He is now a director, folks, setting the pace, sharing the business. He's not even at home. He's now down in sunny South Florida, exploding his power team with laser focus. Please help me welcome superstar jet set director, Mr. Craig Sweet, to the call. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Good morning, James.
It is a fantastic morning, Craig. It is so good to have you on the call. I know you're barely catching your breath because you've got your shoes on, you've got your laces tied up, you're eating your Wheaties in the morning, and you are sprinting and running with the runners and walking with the walkers, and if they're standing still, boy, you're going to work with somebody else. And, Craig, it's great, great, great having you on the call. I bet you forgot that, didn't you, Craig, that last year you were not a director going to our convention. Do you remember that?
James, you know, I am constantly reminded when I went to that convention, I really did not even want to be on stage at all after I realized that I hadn't accomplished anything. Man, it was one of the most probably one of the most times that I will always remember of going there and watching and seeing everybody. I'm talking about everybody. On that stage and watching all of the people, the thousands of people that were there, you know, and I remember the feeling, James, that I had, and it was very hurtful. I mean, it was something that, you know, when you really want to be in the game, it's like that football game of the championship, man, and that's basically what it was. It was a championship. It was a state championship, and you know, I didn't even get a chance to. I mean, I didn't even have. I was just a water boy, man, and I really feel that this year is going to be a lot different, man, and I'm just so excited about the team and really, man, making that decision of showing up, because regardless, I knew that I was not going to be on that stage. I knew before I went, but I also knew, James, how important, as you stated, of me showing up, how important it was going to be for me, for my future, how important it was going to be for, you know, for the team. I mean, we had a lot of people there, man, and to have all these people, you remember, James, when we had the presidential suite at the Renaissance, you know, about 2,500 square foot penthouse up there. We had the same suite that Coach had, and I remember having about 50 people in that room, and you came by and spoke to those people. And I remember the feeling that I had, James, just knowing that, you know, just showing up was a very important mechanism of my business, of my future for YTB.
You know, Craig, it just speaks to your standards. You said you showed up and you really hadn't accomplished anything. It just really speaks to your standards. You'd earned your $10,000 bonus. You built an awesome team. You had 50, 175, 200. I don't remember. P had a lot of people there at the convention. You'd accomplished a lot, but in your eyes, it wasn't that much. But you and I got an opportunity to see so many people get promoted there at that convention. And somebody that comes to my mind, Craig, is a guy that just won't go away. Boy, this guy was so persistent on his success. He was absolutely, tell me what to do, James, and I'll go do it. That's his famous words. And I told him, sponsor six people and get them to their power team, work with them, and keep bringing them in. And he did just that. And you and I, along with thousands and thousands of people, saw him right there get promoted. He and his lovely wife right there on stage. I've got superstar jet set director, Mr. Dean Coffin, on the line. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, James. Good morning, Craig. And the Lord bless you today.
Well, Dean, it is so good to have you and Craig here on the call this morning. And we've been talking about the convention. I want to come back to that a little bit, if we could. And I want to come back to that. But there are people on this line that have just joined, that have just started. And I started talking a little bit about the basics, what the basics are, getting on the magazine program. And Dean, you and I had a conversation not long about that, and you were telling me, man, I see the brilliance now in making sure everyone's on that magazine program, reading chapters 7, 8, and 9. You've read that. Craig's read that. I've read that. I've read that so many times, but I don't know if people realize the importance of, at one point, we didn't even have the toolbox. I remember when it came out, we were reading it like, oh, my God, we don't read this today. It's going to disappear. We were reading it with such vigor, and now it sits on everybody's website, Coach, and everyone is telling us how to grow our business right there in chapters 7, 8, and 9, how to build your team, how to coach your team, how to share the business. It was all right there, how to do this. And then the importance of knowing that 24-hour hotline and using it. Those simple basic steps, those simple steps, plugging into this call every morning and never missing. The importance of that, the basics of growing and sharing your business. Dean, you've been able to do that. You've been able to share your business. You've been able to grow it. You've been able to explode it. Yeah, you in under a year, you earned so much money. You earned the ring and just everything that you were able to do, Dean. Yeah, talk a little bit about, just a little bit, about the basics. What do you think the basics are, Dean, in growing your business?
Well, James, you've hit upon so many of the points that that is needed to grow our business. One of the basic things that that we did right from the very beginning is that we showed up for every function, whether it was a presentation, whether it was a certification. I mean, I've been to every certification every month since I've been in the business. It doesn't matter whether I've heard it over and over and over again. But every month I made sure that we got new people there so that they could hear it and they could learn and they could grow. And then the other thing that just literally exploded our business is as we brought in new people into our business, we set them up with travel parties. And the travel parties is what built our business, especially in the beginning to get a good solid foundation. We went for travel parties. As soon as we brought a new person in, the first thing that we did was we said, okay, we're going to schedule a travel party this week. And we gave them two dates. And we would schedule that travel party. We would go do that travel party. And then we would, when we signed up people from the travel party, we would schedule a travel party from them. And James, you don't have to sponsor a whole lot of people. Once you start building your downline and working your power team doing travel parties, you're going to have your calendar more than filled up. I mean, right now we've already got travel parties scheduled for the day we get back from convention. I mean, travel parties is the heart and soul, I feel, of your business.
You know, you're 100% right, Dean. Doing the travel parties and making sure that you're at somebody's home or you're at a restaurant in the morning with 3 to 4 guests, or that's what you're doing right now there in Florida. You know, it's just so important to do the basics. But I go back to the whole, you can be 50% of the people out here by showing up. I just, you know, how often, Craig, does it happen to you that people leave in a function, an event, and they're fired up, and they come to you and say, I see this, I'm ready to do this, you know, what do I need to do? And you say, okay, are you on the magazine program? And they say, no, I'm not on that. Or have you read chapter 7, 8, 9? Read chapter 7, 8, 9 in what? Well, in your toolbox. What's that? Oh, okay, are you on the morning call? What call? Do you know about the 24 hotline? What hotline? You know, they just don't have a clue. I just want to just make sure that everyone's doing the basics. It's just important to do the basics. You've got to read, write, and arithmetic. The basics of what this is, make sure that you're doing the basics. Remember, you can be 50% of the people by showing up, other 40% by doing what you're doing, Craig, by what you're doing, Dean, and that's working hard. Do you remember seeing Dean get promoted there at the convention, Craig? Do you remember how excited he was? He didn't really know he was going to get promoted, which is great, great to see, but that was burning inside of you, Craig, because you weren't quite there yet. It was burning inside of you, and you took that burning desire and put it to work. And now you're a director. Now you're looking at second level. Think about that. Think about that. The importance of being there at the event. Craig, speak a little bit, if you will, about what you've seen and what you observed and Dean and what he's done and what you've done. And talk a little bit about the importance of, one, showing up, and, two, working hard. Speak about that, will you, Craig?
Well, you know, James, I remember quite well, even after Dean went director, I remember flying down here, and Dean, you know, he called me and asked me, can he come and pick me up from the airport? And he wanted to spend some private time. And I remember Dean and I going over to the yacht club and having lunch and sitting there looking at, you know, multi-million-dollar yachts as we had lunch and talked about the business. You know, even after Dean went director, you know, it just wasn't enough, man. I mean, he always plugging in, you know, and I just have so much respect and admiration for this guy because, you know, at 68 years old, James, I think that's real important for people to understand on this call that, you know, life is, man, just beginning for him. You know, I remember that brand spanking new BMW he picked me up in. It just smelled brand new, man. And I was just so excited, James, because, you know, I see so many people out in life, man, just giving up and not, you know, just being beat up by life in general. And for a gentleman that was 67 at the time, man, to have so much, you know, drive and so much desire for success, and you know, it just gives hope to people in general. But I also understand that, you know, having, you know, when you talk about events, James, you mentioned this, that the calls are, you know, not as many people on the calls, but yet it's there as an opportunity. It's not that many people at the meetings, but yet it's there as an opportunity. See, I was talking to a young lady just the other day, you know, because she was not going to come to the meeting, but because of a conversation, I said, that's an event. See, every call that we have is an event. You know, every meeting that we have is an event. You have to look at it as it's just as big as convention, James. I mean, it's got to be in a person's heart that is where, you know, I always state that you get up under the spout where the information comes out, and that information is flowing. It's flowing. I mean, I'm looking outside my window here, and all I see is a very beautiful, big, huge masses of water. I mean, it's bluish green. I've already went out, James, and walked the beach this morning, man, and come back in, man. Just a serenity moment that I'm looking at. But then I think of the opportunity for YTB is just as big and massive as this ocean. It's nothing but opportunity because when you don't attend, you know, see, the meetings need you. Either you need the meeting or the meetings need you. And that's kind of what I share with the young lady. And you know, because sometimes when we don't have a guest, that's, James, when we figure, you know, we just won't go. Or we didn't get a chance to get our contacts in for the week. So, you know, we just don't go. So we're kind of down in the dumps. You know, when we go to these functions and we come back and people are telling us, you know, hey, you know, I'm not interested in that thing, and you know, they, you know, we allow people to come in and really distort our mind. And what we want to do, James, is make sure that, you know, someone at that meeting is really looking around the meeting and they're looking at people's eyes and they're feeling, as you say, you can feel Marcia's smile. They're feeling the energy that you have in the room, and it's somebody in another organization that's going to be the next Roland Atura for the next Dean Coffin. But they don't know it yet, and they really are feeding off of your energy in that meeting. You never know what type of impact, James, that you're going to have for someone else. You know, so if you don't have a guest, you know, if you're feet are hurting from that long day at work, you know, in order to have something different, you're going to have to do something different. You got to step outside the boundary. You know, James, another thing is, you know, being down here in the Florida area, it's so many meetings around here, you know, but if it's not a meeting within, you know, a geographic area, I mean, man, I tell you, James, you and I were driving 35, 40 miles to go to a meeting in Dallas. We didn't have to do that, but because we understand that you just have to go and gut it up, and you got to go and participate, you know, because those meetings take off, and it really does impact your business because every event is so something that can really, I mean, you're just really one event away because you never know what's going to happen. You might go there and you're down in the dumps, you had a bad day at work, but when you go, something is going to be said. Someone's going to say something that's going that can trigger your business and make a very, very major turning point for your YTB business.
You know, I've heard the paradox talked about there in church that, you know, I don't have any money to give to tithes. You know, I can't pay my tithes because I don't have any money. Well, you don't have any money because you don't pay your tithes. You know, I'm not going to go to the meeting because I don't have a guest. Well, you don't have a guest because you don't go to the meetings. You see, it's got to get in you, you know. You can beat 50% of the people by just showing up. And the other 40% by working hard. You know, I think everyone nowadays wants to be a millionaire. Shoot, I do. Everybody does. Wants to be a millionaire. And here's the way to get you there. Here's a way for sure that you can become a millionaire right here. But you just have to do the work. You know, you just have to do it. You've got to show up. You've got to do it. Now, you can't. I often think sometimes people want to be rich as long as they don't have to do nothing. Well, let me tell you, just show up and have fun. Meet new people. Expand your boundaries. Share the business with someone. You know, tonight there is a event happening at your house or wherever you are on the phone. The people that you share your business with, the people that you talked to last week, the couple that said, I'm not sure I want to talk to my husband, have them listen to people just like them. A little bit later now, and the experience that they're experiencing as they share this business, get people tapped in. Promote, show up, work hard. Dean, you've done all those things. You've shown up. You've worked hard. How important do you think it is, Dean, for a new person who's not real sure about everything to be at that convention? How important do you think it is, Dean, for somebody that's been doing this for a while and that they're a power team leader and they've only got a few in their power team, they don't have a whole lot of people to invite on their team, how important is it for them to be at the meeting? How important is it for someone in the coach's corner? They just reached the first epsilon of truly being mentored by a millionaire. How important is it for them to be at that convention with their team? How important is it for $10,000 bonus earners? How important is it for every facet of the business, Dean, to be at that convention, to be at that event tonight on the phone with the team building call, to be at the certification? How important is it to be present, to show up, Dean?
Well, James, I think you really hit the nail on the head. I can remember at the convention last year, we went to convention and we weren't directors. Scott came over and he says, you qualified. Come on stage as brand new directors. In fact, Cindy was reluctant to go on stage because she couldn't even believe it. It wasn't just us. It was all the people in our group that was there. I can't name off the number of people that came there, and at convention, they saw convention, they saw the people. The business went from their head to their heart, and now today, we've got people on Coach's Corner. We've got people driving for their $10,000 bonus. We've got people that have literally just taken off in this business because they went to convention. You never know just by showing up what you're going to get out of any event. But I think for all of us that went to convention last year, I can't think of one person that's not building their business that went to convention last year. It is so powerful. The phone calls, the conference calls, the training calls at night, this call in the morning, you're going to pick up something every time you listen. Every time you go, and that something is going to drive you to do this business and to get out there and work. I love this. The 40% of the people are successful just by working hard. 40% of the people, that's 90%, just by showing up and then working hard, you're better than 90% of the people. James, if you're better than 90% of the people, you're going to be successful. I don't care what kind of business you do, but in this business, you're going to achieve great success, and it's all going to be converted over into dollars.
You know, Dean, I see so many people that work so hard for so much less. I see so many people that do so much more. For you know, I watch shows like Fear Factors. I've seen a show where people come on and they eat hissing cockroaches and worms and uterus of a cow, and they do all these crazy stunts, and they're doing all of that for $50,000 one time. Yet what we have to do is show up and work hard every day for a short period of time, and you can have that $50,000 every month, every week. And that's what people really want. But let me tell you, folks, what's easy to do is easy not to do. So make sure that you've got your why in front of you. You know why you're doing this. You're plugged in with the basics. That's getting on the magazine program, just like Craig Sweet, just like Dean Coffin, just like James Pruitt, just like Marcia Pruitt, just like the Jet Set Directors. You're on the magazine program. And yes, indeed, you've read chapters 7, 8, and 9. You know what's in there. You can tell when a person asks you a question that they have not read the training manual. It's like where all the answers is. Hey, here's where all the answers are. Let's put them here and see if anybody will go look. Folks, plug in, tune in, read the manual. Get on the magazine program. It's a guarantee. Make sure you're on this call each and every morning. Make sure you booked your ticket and got your reservations for the YTB convention. Make sure you're doing what you need to do by, one, showing up, and, number two, working hard. You know, we've had two superstars on this call this morning, and it's difficult for me having two gentlemen of your caliber on in the morning, and that's you, Craig Sweet, you, Dean Coffin, and I want to just thank both of you for chiming in this morning, sharing your hearts. I'm going to turn it over to both of you for your closing comments, and let's just start with you, Craig, if you don't mind. Craig, take the call and just wrap it up like you do, but before you do, let me just kind of say tomorrow we're going to talk specifically about travel parties, how to do one, how to invite for one, how do you begin one, how do you do the presentation, how do you close, all those simple steps of how do you do the travel party, which is such an important part of our business. Craig, it's all teed up, buddy. Take it away.
Thank you so much, James. And I tell you what, man, I'm just so excited about what's about to take place here in this South Florida area for our team. Man, I just know we got some incredible people that just coming on board, and man, I tell you, I wish that call was today, because I'm going to go out and travel party mania today, tomorrow. I'm be here all week, man, and I'm just excited about the whole ordeal of me being able to create an event, man. A travel party is an event, and it's an event, James, that you can actually create. You know, with saying that in closing, I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, don't be discouraged when someone tells you no. Always understand that, you know, there's people out there that's in life that's going to make a decision for their families. Don't allow them and their decisions to change your direction of success. You know, we're all on the path to success, and I always state that. And don't allow someone else's negativity or non-productivity to intervene into your path to success. I'd like to pass the baton over to our wonderful superstar, Dean Coffin, to officially close this call out.
Well, thank you, Craig. Just let us all remember whose we are. We are from the Lord. The Lord has given us everything, and if we give him the praise, the honor, the glory, and the credit, he will bless that. And I'm telling you, without him, I don't know where I would be. And I just give him all the praise, honor, glory. And I just pray that this day, that you would have a blessed day, that each and every one of you would go out with a smile on your face and greet everybody with a smile and talk to those people that are looking for you, that are praying for this business. And with that attitude in mind, you're going to be successful. So we ask the Lord to be with us today, to bless us, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. Good day, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye now.
All right. Hey, powerful morning call once again, as usual. man, you know, key points. You beat 50% of people by showing up. You beat another 40% by working hard. That's 90% of the people. So if we keep that in mind, you know, we got to show up for events. This is your business. There's a meeting. You need to be able to find a way to get to the meeting. There's a call. Find a way to get on the call. And then just go to work. You know, everybody's not going to do the business. But as I said, don't let people, other people, discourage you because they're not interested. They're making a decision for themselves and their family. You have to make a decision for yourself and your family and get the most out of this opportunity because it is truly a blessing. It is truly, truly a blessing. And I had a chance to be on a friend's radio program last night and, you know, was talking about a different topic. But in the end, you know, people wanted to know, you know, what I do. And when I shared a little about this business, they was like, what? Wait a minute, we got to get together. You got to better tell me more about that. So be talking to them today. And again, it's about piquing people's interest, giving the sizzle before giving them the steak, and then, you know, get with them. And if they got, you know, a little bit of understanding and an ounce of sense, they're going to make the right decision. But we got to use the tools and we got to participate in the events and things that are going on. And so it's just so, so important that we do that. What I want to do is get a couple comments from Pam. Good morning, Pam. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. And good morning, Marty.
Marty's not on with us yet this morning, but go ahead and share a couple of your comments.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling better this morning, and I like what he said about letting other people discourage you because through it can happen, you know, or sometimes, you know, the devil get busy and get in your mind and make you think you can't do it, but like you said, you got to keep faith and just keep your head above water and you can do it. Especially if you want it, and I want this, and so I'm gonna keep my head up and keep doing what I've been doing.
Hey, as you said, put a smile on your face and go out there and talk to somebody, you know. And you know, just by being happy and enthusiastic, you know, somebody's gonna listen, you know. And the thing is, we always have to remember that, you know, holding on to that faith, you know, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. A lot of times, you know, it's like the road looks weary, but if we just keep hanging on, you know, and keep moving on, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, we all run through those down moments when the devil gets busy and, you know, tests our faith, you know.
Yeah,
so, you know, again, we walk by faith and not by sight and just got to do what we got to do.
That's right. Amen to that.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and you have a great day, and if you need any help with anything, just give me a call.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Peace and blessings, and everybody out there that's listening, have a great day, a great week, and see y'all on the call in the morning.